Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Central Bank of India Q4 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Antique Stock Broking Limited. As a reminder, all participant line will be in listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask question after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Raju Barnawal from Antique Stock Broking Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining post-result conference call of Central Bank of India. From the senior management side, today we have with us Sri M.V. Rao, MD and CEO, sir, Sri Vivek Wahi, Executive Director, Sri M.V. Murali Krishna, sir, Executive Director, and Sri Mahendra Dohare, Executive Director, and Mr. Mukul Dandige, Chief Financial Officer. Now, without any further delay, I hand over the call to MD, sir, for his opening remarks, post which we will have a Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Raju. And good afternoon to all the participants. And really, we are thankful for the keen interest what you are showing in our results. And first of all, we are very happy to inform this year gone by has many good things for the bank in many aspects. Just I will give the highlights and details will be given by our CFO, Mr. Mukul. And as far as the performance highlights is concerned, this is the first time where total business has crossed 7 lakh crore. Now our business stands at 7,02,798 crores. And on the net profit, again, it is the highest ever net profit in this financial year, that is 3,785 crores. And coming to gross NPA, it is now at 3.18. A year back, it was 4.50. And net NPA has come down to 0.55. Earlier, it was 1.23. And provision coverage ratio now is at 96.54%. Coming to the other ratios which are most important, that is the NIM, that is the net interest margin, which stands at 3.40. It is same as that of the previous year. The return on assets, now it is at 0.86. Earlier it was 0.63. And then ROE has improved to 12.48 of earlier 9.53. And then CRAR has improved to 17.02%. Earlier it was 15.08. And coming to the top line numbers, that is the total deposits, which stands at 4.12 lakh crore, and the CASA deposits, which is one of the best, is 48.91%. And then our gross advances has shown an increase of 15.24%, now stands at 2.90 lakh crore. And then our CD ratio is improved. Now we are at 71.13%. These are all the highlights for this year. And including with the quarterly highlights, our CFO will explain. Yeah, Mr. Mukul.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. The interest on interest income on advances has seen a YOY growth of 13.36%, and it stands at 22,339 crores. There is a YOY and QOQ increase in the quarterly figures also. The interest on investments has seen a 6.12% growth, and it stands at 10,092 crores in March 25. The other income has been at 318 crores vis-a-vis 385 crores in the previous year, mainly because we had a 205 crore IT interest refund last financial year. As far as the interest expenses go, the YOY growth in interest expenses has been at 10.90%, and total interest expenses are at 19,769 crores. The interest paid on deposits has seen a growth of 9.34% to 18,488 crores. The other interest has gone up to 1,281 crores. The staff cost has gone up by 14.37%, and it is at 7,219 crores for the financial year. and the other operating expenses have seen an increase by 12.10% to 4,409 crores. The fee-based income and total other non-interest income, fee-based income has seen an increase of 18.61% on a YOY basis, and it stands at 2,180 crores for March 25 as against 1,838 crores in March 24. The total non-interest income has seen a growth of 24.26% and it stands at 5,855 crores vis-a-vis 4,712 crores. Noteworthy is that the recovery in write-off for this financial year is 1,716 crores vis-a-vis 1,433 crores during the last financial year. The total interest income, if we see, there is an increase of 9.58% on a YOY basis and it stands at 33,666 crores. The total interest expenses has gone up by 10.90% to 19,769 crores. The net interest income has seen an increase of 7.76% and it stands at 13,897 crores. The total expenditure has gone up by 11.85% to 31,397 crores. The operating profit has seen a good growth of 10.34% and it stands at 8,124 crores. And the net profit has improved by 48.49% to 3,785 crores. If we see the total provisions required, the total provisions for the financial year for NPAs are at 2,802 crores vis-a-vis 3,391 crores in March 24. There was a depreciation or provision investment including SRs. There is a write-back of 306 crores this year compared to a write-back of 265 crores last year. Income tax provision has been at 1,149 crores this year. And the restructured account provision is at 539 crores this financial year compared to a write-back of 34 crores last financial year. The NPA numbers, as MD sir has told, the gross NPA has come down to 3.18%. In absolute terms also, it has come down from 11,340 crores to 9,225 crores. And the net NPA has come down to 0.55%. And the net NPA now stands at 1,543 crores vis-a-vis 3,002 crores as of 31st March 2024. The sector-wise NPA classification, if we see, the retail net NPA is at 0.08%. The agriculture and other allied sector is 1.80. MSME is at 0.96 and corporate and others is at 0.04%. The provision coverage ratio stands at 96.54%. And the credit cost is at 1.21. The slippage ratio for the quarter is at 0.56. If we exclude the proactive provision that we have made in the NPA category, then the credit cost would be at 1.10%. The restructured book now stands at 5,114 crores, which includes this normal restructuring at 2,169 crores. And the COVID-19 resolution restructured book of 2,945 crores. As far as the special mention accounts of 5 crores and above are concerned, the total is 700 crores in 44 accounts, out of which SMA 2 is only 9 accounts of 93 crores. The capital adequacy ratio has improved to 17.02% with CET1 at 14.73%. And the leverage ratio has improved to 6.15%. The total business has seen a growth of 10.37%, total deposits at 7.19%, CASA at 4.79%, and we still are able to hold on to our 48.91%, that is close to 49% of CASA share. The RAM growth is at 16.13%, and RAM constitutes 66.90%, which is well within our guidance of 65-35 plus minus 5%. The retail segment, which constitutes 28.40% of our total advances, has seen a YOY growth of 15.72%, and the home loan portfolio, which constitutes 63.32%, has seen a growth of 18.40% on a YOY basis. The rated standard advances, if we see, total BBB and above, that is the investment grade advances, stand at 93,152 crores. out of the total 97,427 crores, which is a very, very healthy average. If we see our credit risk-weighted assets also is one of the lowest at 62.94%, and our CD ratio has touched 71.13% during this quarter. We have achieved all the mandated norms under the priority sector, and the investment portfolio has seen a very good yield, with 6.87% being the yield on investment. The treasury M duration is at 3.46%, and for SLR it is 3.52%, and the PV01 for SLR plus non-SLR is at 13.28%. So these are all the highlights of our performance. Now we are open for any questions and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Ashok Ajmera from Agecon Global. Please go ahead.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity. Good evening, good afternoon, sir. Rao sahab, Bhai sahab, Murali Krishna ji and Dware sahab. And congratulations and compliments to you for another good quarter of good set of numbers, where almost on many parameters the bank has excelled and I think has achieved the even targeted numbers also. So my compliments to you, sir, for that. Very good profitability. As you said yourself, the highest net profit. Having said that, sir, I have got some few observations and some clarifications, sir. As compared to many of the other peer banks, our credit growth has been phenomenal. I think we grew almost about 15%, and especially in this quarter itself, we have grown by 7.14%, our credit book, from 2,70,000 crore to 2,90,000 crore. But correspondingly, if you see it on the deposit side, we are a little bit lagging behind. In this quarter, it was 3.72%. That's okay. But overall, in the year, it was 7.19%. So going forward, how are we going to match this difference? Though we are, as on today, we are comfortable with 17% CRAR, and but then our CD ratio is also 71%, so we will definitely continue to grow on our credit book. So this is one, just a small observation, some questions, if you can throw some light on it, sir, then I'll ask some couple of other questions.
Hey, thank you for the good words, and as far as this growth on the advances vis-a-vis deposits, let me tell you, because of our low CD ratio, we were not aggressive on the deposit side. And going by the market, the rates which were offered on the deposit front was too high, and we had enough liquidity to fund our growth. That's why we have not accelerated on the term deposits. But on the lower, low-cost deposits, always our focus was there. That's why we could able to maintain our CASA ratio. And then going forward, since what we say is we will be focusing to have stable CD ratio around 72 or 73%. So now the acceleration on the deposit side will also increase. So we are confident, whatever the numbers we are saying, we are going to maintain the pace on both the deposits and the advances side.
Okay, sir. Point well taken, sir. Sir, would you like to throw some light on that aviation account we have been talking about? It's a big amount, big account. And what is the current status? Like our total outstanding in our books, total provisions made so far in that account. And what are the recovery prospects, because we had some additional collateral along with the other bank, one other big bank is involved with that. So where do we stand today now? What is the current status on that account overall?
As far as that particular account is concerned, recovery is, it's a process. You also understand how the things move as far as the recovery, which is the process is not in bank's hands. But we are actively moving on the, on the collateral part, which is a land parcel what we have. And further, there were good developments as far as arbitration part is also concerned. So there are a lot of positive things that are happening. But as far as our books are concerned, it is a 100% technically written off account. It is not accounted in our books right now. It is totally 100% TWO account for us.
So whatever comes will be added to the bottom line.
Bottom line, yeah.
Sir, this quarter, sir, the overall provision has been little more than the last quarter of 556 crore. This time it is 844 crore. Out of that, 830 crore is only on NPA. So, what kind of accounts account for it, making the provision? Is it large corporate accounts or it's overall general delinquency which has led for you to make the higher provision? And with that, we have a good amount of restructured book provision also on a restructured book of 5,114 crore. So how good we are on the provision account and what were the need of the higher provision? Then do we have any buffer other than the IRAC from the old provisions?
No. See, let me tell you, nitty-gritties our CFO will share with you. But on the big picture side, let me tell you, our slippage ratio for the quarter is 0.56. And then our credit cost is 1.21. Even if as per the RBI regulatory norms, if I want to provide anything for the accounts which have slipped, it will be around 15%-25% depending upon the securities that are available. But since we have the provision coverage ratio is at 96%, so naturally the over and above regulatory requirement provisions are required to be made. That's why there is one, you may see that there is an increase in the provisions, but it is purely over and above the regulatory requirement that what we did. And further details our CFO will share.
Ajmera, now what happens?
Yes, sir.
To maintain my net NPA also, whatever slippages happen, I'll have to provide for 100%. So as sir is saying, my regulatory requirement is 15% or say if it goes to DA1, D2 or loss, in that case, 25, 40 or 100%. But to maintain our net NPA ratio, we are making 100% provision. As far as your question of any big corporate account, nothing of that sort. I think the biggest slippage during this quarter is an account of around 30-32 crores. Other than that, these are small accounts which are marked purely on technical grounds by the branch auditors. And we are quite confident that going forward in the June quarter, we'll be able to upgrade these accounts. As far as you are asking some regulatory buffer, so yes, we are having regulatory, whatever is mandated as per the IRAC norms, over and above, a lot of provision is held in NPA accounts. In fact, if you see my net NPA, it is only 1,550 crores odd. So that means out of my 10,600 crores, I have provided for everything else. So we are maintaining that. More than that, we have done a 250 crore provision, which we are doing all these 3-4 quarters on the restructured book also, which will come handy during the implementation of ECL.
Okay. Yes, sir. Sir, last point in this round, since you are there, Mukulji, on this taxation front, I have been talking in the previous some quarters also, quarter to quarter, there is some erratic numbers, and this time also the total deferred tax asset has been reduced from 4,297 crore to 3,145 crore. And the tax provision also has come down to 125 crore from 447 crore, leading to higher PAT, though the profit before tax was a little lower in this quarter. So would you like to throw some light on that, what is the status, where do we stand, and why did we how much more benefit is to be accrued or to be availed in future?
See,
on tax front.
Yeah, if we see year-on-year numbers, 22-23, we had made a provision of 1,063.14 crores in tax. 23-24, it was slightly higher at 1,504 crores. This
Four financial crores,
year
yeah.
also, it is almost comparable, 1,150 crores.
Yes.
DTA movement, if you see, sir, 21, it was 7,545. 22, it was 6,862. 23, it was 5,799. 24, it came down to 4,295. And March 21 also, it is 3,146. And whatever our assessment is, that we should be able to consume the entire DTA by March 26 and move to the new tax regime, which would definitely give us some cushion in the tax front coming forward.
Okay, sir. Very well explained by you. Thank you very much for taking my question this round. If time permits, I have a couple of other some observations and questions, sir. Thank you, sir. And all the best.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Sushil Choksi from Indus Equity Advisory. Please go ahead.
Good evening and congratulations to the team Central Bank of India for very good numbers and a very successful QIP. Sir, I'm looking to, we've achieved what we desired in last 1 year and we've consolidated a path which is getting better for the bank. Can we talk about some growth trajectory? Now we've also launched the super app. So how our consumer bank and corporate bank would behave with treasury likely to be emerging as a winner in the current year based on the outlook globally and domestically?
See, as far as this financial year concerned, we have already set our targets for the business growth. It will be around 14% growth, that is the top line growth. And then as far as the advances, will be around 15 to 16%, and deposit growth will be around 12 to 13%. And CASA, we would like to have around 48%, because now we are at 49, and whatever the things that happen and then keeping the market realities, we are targeting at 48% with plus or minus 1%. So NIM also, we always give that our guidance will be above 3, and we are delivering all the time above 3.4 or 3.35. That our endeavor will continue that. On the gross NPA and net NPA, definitely we would like to see that below 3% gross NPA. Net NPA will be, we will be eyeing for 0.45. That is our target. This is the overall big picture what I am giving for the this year's guidance, coupled with why we are gung-ho is because entirely now all the business is shifted onto the new platform, where after this super app, we will be activating our wealth management modules and then wealth management structure, which is specifically designed to cater to the needs of the HNIs, and also a centralized Forex cell, which is already started working, will be focusing on the NRI deposits and the NRI connections. So this is overall. And then one more initiative what we will be doing this year is we have identified almost around 500 PIN code centers where our bank physical presence is not there, and where banking business is growing around 15 to 16% CAGR. See, those centers we have identified, and we will be moving with the BC Max centers. BC Max is a hybrid between the physical and BC center, where it will be a very lean and cost-effective structure, where we are expecting a break-even within the first 3 months. So that is the model that we will be accelerating to acquire the new business and also to provide all digital services to the people who are in those PIN code areas. This is the new structure what we are envisioning, and already as a pilot we started in 25 centers, and it is doing well. And having the good experience, we will be rolling out to the 250 centers within this first half year.
Sir, any outlook on the treasury front, how we would be beneficiary, because we have stuck to GSEC as a product of investment in the investment book. So that would result in the super abnormal profit for the current year.
As far as treasury is concerned, this falling rate scenario, there will be at least two rate cuts are expected. So 658 level of March should go, can even breach 6 level. So another 600 to 800 crore sale on investment profit is additional profit than last year is really expected, and it should happen. Though it may or may not compensate the overall reduction of RBLR like repo based, but on treasury front, definitely this year is going to be a very good time.
Sir, any highlights on the super app and any further expenditure for digitization and creating additional incentives in terms of products and things on where technology is concerned?
What is this? Yeah, please, Ratan,
good afternoon. We have already launched our consumer banking app. Now, this year, we will be going towards corporate banking app. That is addressing specifically for corporates and SME segment.
Any estimated expenditure on the digital work for the next current year or years to come? Additional expense over what we have done?
Yeah, we are definitely, budget is never a constraint for us. So we have been very aggressive in investments in technology. So this year also we are doing it something around 300 to 500. We can easily expect that we will be able to invest on this technology.
Rao sir, my last question in this round is, with the super app and our CASA at 48-49, the bank is having a healthy balance sheet. Do we estimate that consumer banking, specifically led by housing loans or vehicle loans or any certain products which we are launching, we may have a systematic higher growth than the average or higher end of the system which the banks have?
See, if you see my retail growth, whether it is housing, vehicle or agriculture, MSME, entire RAM segment, that we will continue to have the focus, and we are already recording around 18 to 20% growth. So whatever the targets we have, equitably we have distributed among the RAM segments and corporate segments, and we are confident to achieve that. It is not that one product we will be pressing for 25 or 28% growth and in another product 8 or 10%. That is we always evaluate which particular product is profitable and then trading off with the cost of the capital. That call we always take on a monthly basis. So as far as ballpark fees is concerned, we are equitably on both on the RAM segment and corporate, we have the equal focus.
Thank you for answering all my questions and good wishes for the years to come.
Thank you.
A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Amit Mishra from Indus Equity Advisor. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Good evening, everyone. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations for the good set of numbers. So my first question is on other income. Sir, our recoveries have almost doubled from last quarter. So, any big account in this, or there are small accounts?
Yeah, as we have told, the total recovery, which was at recovery and return of accounts, which was at 369 crores during the last quarter, it has increased to 549 crores during this March 25 quarter. And the major accounts wherein we have received recovery, our GM recovery will inform.
There was one big account, Coastal Energen, in which we have received 302 crores.
Okay.
Yeah, there is only the big account, 102 crores. Yeah.
Rest of recovery is coming from the various initiatives we have taken, like selling properties in which we have got physical possessions.
Okay, sir. Got it. Sir, overall, your expectation for FY26 in recovery from NPA as well as from return of account, do you have any guidance from that?
The last year, we made a recovery, total recovery of 4,062. And in this year, we are eyeing for 4,500 crores.
4,500.
Last couple of years, our run rate as far as the recovery in write-off is roughly around 4.5-5%. This year also, I mean, the technical write-off book now stands at 35,413.56 crores. And we expect a similar amount, around 1,500 to 1,700 crores to be recovered during this financial year.
Okay, sir, got it. Sir, in your retail NPAs, the classification I was looking at, there is a slight increase in retail NPAs. So I just wanted to know from a overall industry point of view and from your bank particular point of view, how is the retail portfolio currently? Do we think that, do you think there is stress in retail sector? Or
if you see the increases from 858 to only 1,000 crores.
Yeah, there is a slight increase.
Yes, yes, it is very minor in this one. I mean, not attributable to any stress or anything or any particular systemic thing.
Okay, sir. Sir, what is your branch extension plan? Because we are spending on IT infrastructure, but I think in past 1 year we have not increased so many branches. So, what is your plan for 2 to 3 years? For only for branch extension.
Yeah, earlier just I informed, you know, the way we are expanding through the BC Max centers, that will be our future of reaching out to the customers where our physical branches are not there. But as far as the only physical branches are concerned, wherever we feel that it is required, that we will evaluate and take the decision. But as such, from the corporate side, we will be focusing more on the low-cost digital hybrid model. That is what we call BC Max centers.
Okay, sir. So got it. So my last question is on ROA. So we have almost achieved 0.9% of ROA. So can we expect 1% of ROA for 26?
Actually, we thought that we should be able to touch March 25 only, 1% ROA. Now we need to look at the things, but looking at our past 16 quarters record, we are quite confident that we should be able to touch 1% ROA during this financial year.
Okay, sir. So thank you so much and all the best for the future.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next follow-up question is from the line of Ashok Ajmera from Agecon Global. Please go ahead.
Oh, thank you for giving the opportunity again. Yeah, most of these questions have already been answered. In fact, I had a major question on the recovery, which has just been answered. But I have got just a couple of small things, like one on treasury. If you look at the segment-wise results, on the treasury side, the income, the profit, we have got 888 crore as compared to 318 crore in the last quarter. So overall, we have been doing well on the treasury side, like sale of investment also, there is a profit, there is a treasury profit in the other income. So going forward, I think this question was partly covered by, I think, Sushil, but can you give some more color on the overall treasury operations when nowadays that part of the profit on your listing is goes to the reserves and only the trading profit comes to the P&L? So how does it look and how much it is going to contribute in our overall profitability in the next coming year or quarter or two, sir?
Ajmera ji, as told already, see, treasury yields are now at around, from March, they have already softened by another 20 basis points. Two rate cuts have already happened in February and April, and market is expecting at least two to three more rate cuts. So as far as yields are expected, they are likely to go beyond 6 also in this current financial year. So treasury gains are bound to happen, and all banks, in particular public sector banks, you know, they are having all excess SLR to the tune of 20, say 6 to 7%. So I would say that treasury gains are in the pipeline, and it depends upon the size of the SLR portfolio. As far as our bank is concerned, we are expecting additional around 600 to 800 crore additional profit by sale of investment. So it is going to take care of our other side of credit side, where immediately the rates are being reduced, whereas our deposit liability repricing happens with a lag. So times are good for treasury, and it is a cyclical thing. It happens after every 2 to 3 years. So we are expecting that at least the coming year, the present year and the next year, should be on the same line.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. Sir, coming back again on this credit only, we have got a good credit growth. The targets set up for 26 is also very good. I mean, 15 to 16% of the credit growth. But sir, is this all this current, economic or the global challenges which are there, the tariff war, and now the another things, and there is maybe a little more further geopolitical crisis. Looking at this and in the change scenario, where even the government of India can, in order to attract or can specify, the US might reduce duties on some products, and which may affect the local industries. What is sir, your overall view on this, that what kind of businesses will flourish and will need more credit if you look at the remaining 35-37% of your, other than the retail book, where do you come the demand is going to continue or may come more?
Sir, with the change of classic definition under SME, we expect that we will continue to have good growth in MSME. Retail also, we are clocking a growth of more than 15%. Under corporate also, if we see some capex happening, in that case, we will be open to fund those kind of capex. And in the last quarter, you would have seen that our corporate growth has also been very robust. So, yes. I don't think that achieving this 14 to 16% growth in the advances should be any issue.
All right, sir. Thank you very much, sir, and all the best. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Sarvesh Gupta from Maximal Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and thanks a lot for giving the opportunity. Sir, one question is on the NIM side. So this quarter we saw a relatively rapid fall in the NIM, almost I think 20 basis points. So given this, like, what is the outlook for the coming years, especially because if there are rapid rate cuts, how should we see the NIM? And related to that, wanted to also understand what is the book like in terms of breakup between externally linked versus MCLR and fixed rate.
Okay. So, as far as the NIM is concerned, it impacted us because the treasury income also has come down. Even though if you see our interest on advances has gone up by 157 crores. And my interest payment on deposit is only 115 crores. So, as far as interest on advances, interest on deposit is concerned, we are positive. Investment income has gone down by 98 crores. And further, to maintain our liquidity sound, we have, I mean, the interest on borrowing has gone up by 135 crores. So that has had the impact that the NII is minus. So that is why the NIM has come down. However, with the thrust that we are laying on not only maintaining our CASA at 49 or 50% plus minus 1%, we are pretty sure that overall NIM we should be able to maintain well within our guidance of above 3%. As far as the breakup of RBLR and other advances is concerned, we have roughly around 1,72,000 crore book on sitting on RBLR. Around 70,000 crores is on MCLR and 38,000 is on fixed rate.
Okay. And secondly, I think in this year as a whole, our staff and other OPEX also grew at a relatively healthy pace of 12 to 14%. So how should we see the OPEX trending in the coming years, and were there any one-offs in this year?
See, staff, the wage revision or wage settlement was signed in March 24. However, lot of the allowances and other things were payable from 1/4/24. So because of that, this expenses has slightly gone up. Further, we have recruited some 1,500 odd staff members during this financial year. So that has contributed to increasing the staff cost. But with their deployment, we should be able to generate additional business, which would more than compensate for the, staff cost. Secondly, in line with our thought process that we would like to make our terminal dues fund self-sufficient. Yeah, if you see, around 460 crores additional provision has been made in the terminal dues for this financial year. So that is another aspect because of which it appears that the staff cost and other things have increased. But there is no one-off item in the staff cost for March 25.
Okay, and the other OPEX, sir, that also increased at more than almost 12%. Is it because of the advances growth primarily?
10 to 12% would increase because rents, then lighting and other expenses, they would definitely go up as we, renew the leases, as we open new branches, new premises would be undertaken. So all those expenses are... But they are well within the radar and well within the overall control and well within the range.
Okay. I think so one more line item was miscellaneous income. I think that had gone up a lot in the non-operating income. So any one-off or what exactly was that?
One. Miscellaneous income. One second.
So slide number 16.
Yeah. Huh. See, this 44 is with zero penal charges. 114 is with 67 crore as penal charges, and 154 is with 97 crores as penal charges. Because now RBI has said that cannot charge penal interest, so this has become penal charges.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah, first of all, thank you for all the participants. And the way bank is delivering for the past 16 quarters, that we will continue to deliver. And even in our day-to-day delivery, it is going to become digitally agile, and the super app what we have rolled out, and also the new tools on the wealth management, that is definitely is going to help further progress in our bank. Thank you very much for showing the interest. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.